you're tuned in to Watering Self-Love with me, Dani. And today I want to really get into the importance of checking on your friends, especially when, even when they're doing well, because you never know what someone might be dealing with emotionally, mentally. And a case in point, I know we all know the story of Antoinette Candia Bailey. She worked at Lincoln University in Missouri. And let me make sure that I am referencing that right. Yes. Lincoln University of Missouri, because I know there's a Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, I believe. Yes. And the story with that is basically she was dealing with a toxic work environment, and she felt like there was no support. You can actually kind of see in the pictures of her that she did not look like she was okay. And of course, when her friends realized that she was in a very dark place, it was too late. She had unfortunately taken her life. And I think it's a serious reason why we need to check on each other. I had a friend, I checked on her randomly, and she said the winter is kind of her depressed month or depressed season. She just kind of expects to be in a certain state of mind. And that alarmed me, because I see this friend as someone who's very fun, life of the party. So I would never think that she would be dealing with that kind of feeling privately, which goes to show that you really don't know what anyone is going through. So you have to kind of approach people with grace and with humility. I feel like we should really, and I'm going to also do this, have a deeper conversation with a mental health specialist. And I actually know one in my neighborhood, so I'm going to reach out to her. It is very important to pay attention to your mental health, invest in your mental health, see a therapist if you need to see a therapist. If you have someone like in your family that you can easily talk to about certain things, do that, because nothing in this world is worth you taking your life for. There's always something you can do to get out of that mindset. Unfortunately, what some people do is they internalize their experience until it's too late. It is very sad that it took the passing of this educator to have this conversation about how Black women are treated in academia. And it also highlights that we need to be more invested and actually charge employers to pay more for mental health and provide more mental health benefits, outlets, events where employees can feel like they have a safe space to say, I am not okay. And it is needed. I remember another situation where I think it was coming out of the pandemic that my friend group at that time was not hearing from her. And I think one of the friends reached out to her mom, and she noticed that she was just not doing well. And so we decided to make her a love basket, just things that she would enjoy, self-care stuff, and just to remind her that we're here, we're here for her, we're here to support her, and that even if she doesn't want to talk about it, we just want to see her and let her know that we're thinking about her and that we're here to talk when she wants to. And that made an impact. I believe it really did, because it was after that that we had learned that she was also going to therapy and taking more decisions to better her mental health, like changing her job, getting her own apartment. And I believe it is so important. I'm going to keep repeating myself, because I can't stress it enough, that we check on our people. And of course, I mean, the people that you really care about, the friendships that you have, that you're retaining, that you hold dear to you. And you know what? Even the people in your life that you may not, well, that may not always come to mind, just giving them a quick, hey, I hope you're doing well, goes a long way. I don't know why all these things are coming up now, but I also remember one Sunday morning when my mom was preaching, and she mentioned that at our women's retreat, which is always in October, that there's a section where we greet each other, we hug each other, we say, it's kind of like a fellowship moment to just say, we love you, and it's always with the song, Sisters in the Lord. And one woman after that had told her, you don't know how long it's been since someone hugged me. And so those little gestures go a long way. They make such a difference. And it's just a reminder that we are all human. We all feel, we all experience pain differently. So I stress this to say that we definitely, definitely, definitely need to prioritize mental health and check on our friends. I hope this was helpful. And of course, if you would like to share a story where you've checked on a friend, or a friend has checked on you and that's helped you in any way, please do so in the comments below. And until next time, bye.